This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. You know about that? North Dakota Oil Can. 90% less impact on the land because of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. Did you know that? Yet the environmental activists don't like hydraulic fracturing, right? And there's 90% less impact on the land as a result. Absolutely incredible. You can learn more about the Bakken, learn more about how the technology is doing things like what I just explained by going to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. They have a Facebook page where you keep tabs on events and things that are happening as well. Link at NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find that. Saw something yesterday about the refining process. Did you know that a barrel of crude yields more than just gasoline, right? Because you have the refining process, so that creates chemicals that are used to make products that are everywhere in your life. The airbag in cars that make us safer, the nylon comes from a barrel of crude. The Kevlar in bulletproof vests, the material and flame-resistant clothing, in oil and natural gas-based products keep us safe. And there is a keep-it-in-the-ground crowd that would have you do without all of that. So it's good to find out more when you can. Facebook page or NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Full bank of calls, so I'm going to get right to it here. Bottom of the hour, John Gottfried will be here. He is the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner. My big question is, with the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, what's that mean for North Dakota? And John's new to the post. I don't think we've had a chance to chat with him in that post. Looking forward to catching up on that. And Chris Berg will be here. Chris hosts the show Point of View, a television show that you see me on every once in a while. And you can watch it on West Dakota Fox or KX4. Depending on where you are, and also online at povnow.tv, povnow.tv. He's talking tonight with Representative Christopher Olson, who's in West Fargo. He is shepherding a piece of legislation in the state legislature that is about as common sense as you can get, in my mind, gives local control on the whole refugee resettlement process, and also it defines the cost, the impacts, really a check and balance to everything. So we'll talk a little bit about that with Chris coming up on the program in just a little bit. But boy, try and make some changes to that and watch how quick it takes till somebody calls you a racist, right? It really is amazing. We're seeing it certainly with the executive memorandum that the president did on that as well, related to the temporary ban on a few countries and countries that have proven in the past to send us bad actors. So makes good sense. Let's see, who is next to go? Pat in Bismarck, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, good morning. I got a two-part question. I'll ask and I'll get off. And I've had these questions in my mind for a couple months and finally getting a chance to call in. And, you know, the first is, I think we're at about, 30 million, to fight the protest. And I'm thinking, man, that seems like a high figure. I mean, in a little over 100 days, they've spent, I mean, where have they spent $30 million? Is there any way to track that money?
Yeah, I've seen breakdowns on it, like from law enforcement on it. And, I mean, for just give you one example, you know, the amount of force that's been here has come from all over North Dakota. So if they pull somebody out of the Cass County Sheriff's Department, as they did with Sheriff Laney, he comes in, he now has to stay in a hotel, he now has to eat his meals in a hotel, and he has to, the entity in charge of this, Morton County, has to reimburse Cass County for his time. right? So, you know, it's they've got to pay them. So it doesn't take long to add up. But, I mean, I think what your sentiment is a good one. You know, there ought to be transparency. We ought to know where that $30 million has gone. But I've seen some examples, especially from law enforcement, and how it's been spent, not necessarily the whole $30 million, but different tranches of it. Highway Patrol has a piece. You know, the compact with the sheriffs and other local law enforcement has a piece. National Guard obviously has a piece. So there is, you know, it's out there. But it's a good question, Pat.
The next is, you know, at one point we were a little over 1 million barrels a day. And, you know, we had money just flowing like a river. The budgets were all full. And we go down, we're just under, I believe, 1 million barrels a day yet. I mean, and we act like there's no money. I mean, if we're getting 4 cents a barrel, let's say, when it was at 95 a barrel, now we're down to half that. We should still be getting 2 cents a barrel, so we should still be, you know, money coming in. But it's like we're in the poorhouse. I don't understand that part either.
Well, I mean, first of all, what happened in the drop in the oil price, and then the ripple effect through the sales tax, so the buying slows way down, was significant. There's no two ways about that. I would argue we get a little fat, we get a little high on the hog. Things are great. We just keep going to spend here, going to spend there, going to spend there. Now, lots of pots of money. So but I think we spent too much. I honestly think we spent too much. I will say nobody could have foresaw what happened, and many companies didn't, right? But there is, I mean, I think you're being a little too, I guess, forgiving on the impact of that to the state budget, because that drop was pretty significant. But it's also another good point where I've got a list here, Rev, now of got to get the Dickinson State Press to follow up on the nursing cuts there. I would like to find somebody that can tell me all of the different measures the state legislature is considering specific to dealing with the protesters and what's happened with DAPL. And our friend Pat here has given us two good ideas as well, and that is to break down the $30 million, and also we'll tie that in on the revenue picture based on the barrels of oil. So some legislators and some maybe Pam Sharp, state budget coordinator, could handle that. There'll be some folks that can do that. We'll get on it. Robert and Kildare, you're next. Thanks.
Yes. You know, as a resident, I've been really frustrated and feeling like I have no ability to make a difference. And last Saturday, my wife and I, we were wanting to go out to dinner. My wife wanted to go to the reservation and have that all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And we both felt like, why do we want to support them after all they've done to us? And so I guess what I'm saying is I think that we have some little things we can do, like I'm not planning to go visit the reservation for a very long time. And the other part I was thinking about was, you know, Mr. Chambeau and the way that he, you know, sacred land is, you know, sacred. You said he didn't want to drive a tent stake into the ground. Have you seen the pictures of all the trash and the clothes and everything at those camps? You know, that's totally,
yeah,
you know,
and
ridiculous.
Well, this camp, the illegal encampment that they're trying to move right now, with some cooperation, thankfully, finally, from some Standing Rock folks, is an ecological disaster in the making. There's no doubt about it. I don't know, I guess, enough about Native culture to know whether there's a difference about garbage above the ground. I mean, I always think, I remember growing up, that famous commercial about littering where you saw, you know, the Indian with the headdress and the whole thing, the face paint, and he was, you know, I'm sure an actor, but he was out there and he saw people throwing things out of their car, and tears started coming down his eyes, you know, from the garbage. And
he was an actor. He wasn't even Native American.
Oh, wasn't he? Yeah.
No.
But I mean, you know, I guess the point is the same. It was the idea was the natives who were here first, seeing what are you people in a car doing dumping garbage, and then to your point, they're doing the same thing out there. Now, here's one thing I caution you on, Robert. When you say them versus us, my wife and I go down there. Why would we go do something that would benefit them? We're not going to do that. Now, technically, I guess to the extent they make a buck on your seafood dinner, it goes to some, you know, of the tribal folks, and I do think a full accounting of whatever money the casino had needs to be accounted for to say, were you paying protesters? Where was that money? Because I understand they're broke now, flat broke. And people are calling for an audit, and they have a state compact that requires them to have a minimum amount in reserve. And, you know, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Wayne Stengel, I've asked him, and he plays hot potato, you know, throws it over to the governor's office. I can't get an answer, but we ought to get to the bottom of that. But I wouldn't necessarily take it out on, you know, good folks who work at the casino. You follow me? You know, there's Native and non-Native that work at the casino. I think, unfortunately, bad leadership co-opted by a bunch of bad actors from somewhere else that are basically eco-terrorist environmental activists is not going to cause me to think less of a fellow North Dakotan the rank and file, you know, a cannonball or whatever. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I hear you, and I think there's a sentiment there, and I think that's why they were dumb to do this, because there's obviously people going to be thinking like you do, and there's going to be economic harm as a result of it. But I'm gonna try and keep a good heart in this to people that had no dog in this fight, that are just fellow neighbors that are sort of caught in the crossfire of all of it. But certainly understand your sentiment and appreciate the call. All right, full bank of calls, Brian in Jamestown, Mike, Galen, Bill. When we come back, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's back, the famous 20th Annual API Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson, Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6. Mark your calendar, get your tickets now. MBI Energy Services would like to welcome you to the API Gumbo Cook-Off. The cooking begins at 11:30. The public tasting and testing starts at 6:30, live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10, and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6, Saturday, February 18th in Dickinson.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
How'd you sleep last night? You tossing and turning a little bit? Well, you can end that, you know, with a purchase of MyPillow, my friend Mike Lindell. This guy has spent some time in North Dakota going to the fairs around here. Actually an Iowa native, but now a Minnesotan. An amazing story, really. Last time he was on with us, told us an incredible story about meeting Donald Trump. After Donald Trump had seen him on all the commercials on TV, actually, and invited him to come to New York and meet him, and now he's a friend of Donald's. Donald's got MyPillow. The leader of the free world can have it. Look at all the stuff he's done just in 2 weeks, for crying out loud. I think we need one, too. 800-506-9028. It's nice to know there's a MyPillow in the White House. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and for a limited time, you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. You get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. It's a good, good deal. Hey, just want to say a quick word about a fellow that I knew who passed away recently. He was the coach of the Wisconsin Badgers hockey team for a lot of years. And WCHA fans will remember all those good rivalries between UND hockey and Wisconsin Badger hockey and Gino Gasparini era, and, of course, Jeff Sauer there. And 73 years of age, and he died, I guess, of pancreatic cancer that a lot of people didn't know that he did. Had two NCAA championships. He was just a gem of a man, just a sweetheart. I really liked him. My favorite Jeff Sauer story, I won't take a lot of time, but I will tell you. when Ralph Engelstad graciously was willing to consider, thanks to the good work of Tom Clifford and Earl Strinnan, rather, at UND, a major donation for a new arena many years ago. This would have been 1999, okay? I was tasked by then-president Tom Clifford at UND to hop aboard a plane with Ralph Engelstad, Dean Blaze, and a few other folks, Reggie Morelli, and look at arenas around the country so they could build the best of the best, okay? But Ralph, he was just a classic in how he would, you know, get things arranged. So we did fly around and went to a number of places, and we came to Madison, Wisconsin, and for some reason, we didn't have an SUV or anything. When we got there, they put us in the longest limo anybody has ever seen in their life. This thing was just ridiculous huge. And we pull up to the Kohl Center, and out comes Jeff Sauer, who's going to give us the tour. He doesn't even know who's in it. I guess he's assuming it's Ralph and the rest of us. And his jaw was on the cement in front of the Kohl Center. I'll never forget that look. And every time I saw him after, you're like, what in the world are you guys thinking? Madison, Wisconsin, you pull up in a limo like that. It was a classic. But rest his soul, 73 is all, darn it anyway. Cancer got him. It gets too many, so keep his family in your prayers. All right, let's go back to the phones here. I think I said Brian in Jamestown was next. What's on your mind? You're up at 800-228-0550. Go.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I got an idea on what we should do with some of the out-of-state agitators. What we should do is partner up with the district attorney. Any charges they have pressed against them, do a deferred imposition where we drop the charges or temporarily suspend them. If they sign a contractual agreement that they will leave the state and never return. And also, Energy Transfer Partners should partner up with a Senex or a gas company in the state and give these guys $100 gift cards to only be used for gas. How about that for a slice of justice?
Yeah, I mean, a little challenging logistically, but your heart's in the right place. There's no doubt about it. I want to know more from a district attorney, a state's attorney, a U.S. attorney, just on, you know, how far. Obviously, they are charged with enforcing the law. So, you know, the laws need to be changed at the legislature or federally or whatever, and then they'd be able to do it. But if they could write it, what would it say? I'd really like to know. Josh out in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I just wanted to make a comment to one of the previous callers that I saw on the Burleigh County Sheriff's Department Facebook page, they released a photo that showed the North Dakota Highway Patrol's budget, or not budget, but expenses for the protesters up until July 20th, and it was approaching $4.4 million, and they broke that down with salaries and housing and food and equipment and stuff like that, so that's the only one I've seen so far, but just of that previous caller, that they have been forthcoming with where that money has been going.
No, you're right, Josh. I saw the same thing, and the lion's share of it, I'd forgotten equipment, but the other line items I mentioned too, because I remember that as well. And I think that's, I think he's just saying, gosh, how could they spend that all? Well, that's amazing when you look at it, how fast it can be. Nobody's wasting money in this. That I've seen, you know, but it's infuriating to know we've had to spend it. That's what that is what bugs me. Appreciate your call. Mike Bismarck, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, great show. Talking about sanctuary cities, there's laws in the book from preventing all this of happening. And if you don't enforce the laws, you're breaking the laws. So why aren't these officials at jailed? Or at the very least, fired because of dereliction of duty. And I don't understand how they can get away with not enforcing the law. And they're causing hundreds, probably thousands of deaths with these illegals. Why can't they be jailed?
Which one is the worst example, would you say?
Oh, I don't know. Probably San Francisco, because I think of Cade Stanley and Chicago and New York.
Yeah.
Those three big cities.
And, you know, you can't, when you say jailed, who do you want jailed?
The people that are not enforcing the laws because they're breaking the laws, like the mayor or councilmen or the police officers.
Try to get a judge in, try to get a judge in San Francisco, hold somebody in contempt of court and actually do something about it. But I hear you, and it defies the senses. Here's a texter that says, this may be a little off topic, but I'm wondering, are there any sanctuary cities in North Dakota? I saw an article in the news about sanctuary cities, and it showed that there were two in North Dakota, but I couldn't see in the map which cities they were. It looked like Minot and Dickinson.
Northwest, up in the northwest part. I see that, too.
And I haven't heard about that one. I'd heard about, some others that were tied to the jail. I don't think there are any. North Dakota's the answer. I don't think they're not here, but.
You know, if Joe Schmo broke the law like myself, I would be arrested. And I'm not causing anybody, a death or a casualty. And these people are with the actions that they're not doing.
Stay tuned. We got a new sheriff in town, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I think they're going to get this straightened out, I hope. Kevin emails, hey, no matter what side you're on, the elected body rewriting the bill concerning medical marijuana that passed overwhelmingly by the citizens is a travesty. Please make this a topic of discussion. You just did. Bill and Bismarck, give me your best 20 seconds. Go.
You had asked about where this money is coming from. I work for a large firm, a large company that cashes checks in Bismarck, Mandan. This firm also issues thousands upon thousands of dollars of money cards, and we cash checks.
Bill, can you do me a favor? Just hang on a second. I want to chat with you off the air. Don't go away, okay? Hold tight. More coming up. We're coming up on a break. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, friends. It's Scott Hinton here. My wife, Maria, and I, and the family are hosting a tour to Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, we'd love to have you come along. Carol Juven of Juven Tours will be our tour guide. He's been there 153 times. I see Bergen and Oslo. I see the Western Norway fjords on here. I see the Flam Railroad on here and Geringer and sightseeing and Olympic sites and visits to farms. Tell me a little bit about what we're all going to see in that tour.
These items are all meet the people. We don't just tour Norway. We do meet the people. And we want to go to their homes. We want to go to their farms and greet them and be able to, shall we say, navigate on the fjords via the ferries and so on. It's an unbelievable experience, and you've got to actually live it to know what it's all about.
A 14-day first-class tour with Carol Juven and the team from Juven Tours and Travel. Call now. The deadline's fast approaching. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. June 19th through July 2nd.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Conversation with that previous gentleman off the air, and he did not want to share any information, but he has repeated a story that I've heard many, many times from many, many different people related to the checks and the cards that are in fact funding the eco-terrorists, the protesters, and everywhere else. I'm just going to tell you folks that that level of information doesn't do anybody any good. I would love it if we'd have an attorney general that would absolutely crack down on this from the get-go. I've been begging for that for months, and I don't know why Wayne Stengem don't do it. I don't know. I don't know for the life of me. And I'm hoping somebody is going to step up and do that. In the meantime, we'll do the best we can here to try to get to the bottom of it. But I will tell you this. If you call me, if you text me, and you wish your identity to be protected, you have my word your identity will be protected. Until we get the entity that is paying these people, it's going to be impossible to start pulling these strings and understanding it. And I believe that they are not doing it with a lot of transparency. Do you know what I'm saying? So it isn't BNSF. I don't believe for a minute that BNSF puts their name on a check, pays a protester because they don't want a pipeline to go in. Just doesn't happen that way. A publicly traded company, you know, owned by Warren Buffett and run by Matt Rose, and they just wouldn't do that. Now, would they set up some shadow organization? That could happen. And is there, you know, maybe some other organization that's using a name similar to BNSF or similar to railroads to try and imply that? You bet. But I need to know what's the entity that actually has the check. So there's somebody that knows listening to this program right now. And if you tell us, we'll get to the bottom of this. And you can do it without any concern that that information is going to get back. We've got a 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. Leave your name and number. I'll call you back. Conversation will have never happened. All right? You have my word. We continue on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The 4 for $4 deal, all day, every day, you get four items for $4. And they'll fill you up. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies. Stop and see them at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. North Dakota's insurance commissioner is on our newsmaker line, John Gottfried. John, nice to have you on for the first time as Mr. Commissioner. How's it going?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Glad to hear it. So I wanted to have you on just to talk about, you know, obviously you serve North Dakotans, and I don't know the number of North Dakotans that are ultimately impacted by Obamacare, but obviously there's a major upheaval going on with a repeal and replacement effort by the Congress. What will that mean for North Dakotans and their health insurance?
Well, it's certainly an interesting time to be the insurance commissioner, I think, anywhere in the nation, but especially here in North Dakota. I made mention on election night that, my job got a heck of a lot more interesting with the Trump presidency and all the things that he wants to do. And, Congress has been moving pretty swiftly to look at addressing Obamacare. I think there's some important points to point out is that a lot of their changes are going to be focused on kind of that individual marketplace. And I'm digging up those numbers. I don't have them right in front of me right now, Scott, so I can't give you the specific numbers on who fits into what. But we're not talking about Medicare. We're not talking about Medicaid. We're not talking about the employer-sponsored health care. So a lot of the changes that you're seeing at Congress are really focused on that individual marketplace right now. And that's kind of the first layer of the onion, I guess, that they're peeling back. And they had some hearings yesterday in the Senate and House side. I think it's going to move relatively quickly, but we want to make sure that they do it right. We want to make sure that they're not necessarily throwing anybody, outside of, or out of the bath, I guess you'd say. But, and I think, despite what you may read in the media that, Congress is well aware of that and we're all working towards a common sense solution that, is affordable for everybody. And the reality is right now is health insurance in North Dakota and across the country is on a trajectory that it's just no longer affordable. And a lot of those changes that came with Obamacare really kind of hampered a lot of our producers, a lot of the companies in our state, to offer competitive products and to keep that price affordability down. And so I'm excited by the opportunity to kind of weigh in on some of this. I've drafted a letter to Congress. They've gotten it on some of my thoughts, and I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
The major 800-pound gorilla in health insurance in North Dakota is Blue Cross Blue Shield. They were a cheerleader of sorts for Obamacare. Are they eating a little crow these days?
I guess I'll let them comment on if they're eating any crow. I'll tell you that, they've seen the letter that I sent to Congress, which is available on the North Dakota Insurance Commission or Insurance Department website, is for any of you who wants to go out and look at it. But the letter that I wrote really talked about bringing things back into state control. I'll point out, too, that pre-Obamacare, the North Dakota marketplace for health insurance wasn't necessarily all that broken. So looking at bringing some of that state regulation back into allowing what we improve or can approve for plans and what they can look like and really opening up that competitive marketplace is what I hope it comes out of this whole the whole discussion in Congress right now. And I think we got a good chance at that where let the states figure it out. The states, we know our population better than Congress does, and let us address the issues that we've got in our state. And it seemed to work in the past, and I hope it works going forward.
Manny, let me know if any of these folks have a question that are waiting for John. If you do have a question specifically on Obamacare or anything about the insurance department in North Dakota, we welcome it at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. And also text Todd today with your predictions on the Super Bowl and who's going to win, who wins, and what the score is. We have an autographed Todd Mitchell picture, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Photograph. Yeah, I know. It's pretty big, John. Big time.
Am I printing it on the office printer, or where am I getting this picture from?
I'm taking care of the picture. Trust me.
All you
have to do is sign it.
All right.
Text in the name and
the cowboy one,
the name of the team that's going to win, and also the score is 701-226-8503. I'm working here. John Gottfried, the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, with us, started talking about Obamacare. So it looks as though the effort is really repeal this, and I know there's been a debate in Congress to say, okay, don't repeal until you replace first. Specific to that part, if you could give any advice, and you've obviously written this letter as well on this point, what do you see as the potential outcome on that front and that debate about how to stage all of this, John?
Well, I do think it's important that there is some plan going forward and what that looks like. I think our health market has seen, 8 years of kind of upheaval where the rules of the game have been changing somewhat consistently, and either they're getting new implementations of the old Obamacare or what have you. So I guess, one of the things I cautioned on is, let's make sure we have the rules set before we go forward, and let's give everybody a chance to adjust this, because the reality is, you know, the plans for 2018 are going to be developed probably in May, in the early summer of 2017. And so if they want to do anything, it needs to be on that timeline, keeping that in mind, that the policies and the plans that are going to be developed by our companies, you know, are, they start working on them in, you know, in the late spring and early summer, to then get approved for that 2018 timeline. So I'm not sure if Congress can move that fast to where we can get it to the point where we can look at these 2018 plans. I think that's somewhat of their goal. But, you know, there's kind of an easy solution to this, again, where is if you kind of turn some of this back over to the states, turn this regulation back over to the states, we can handle that, and we can look at that, and we can address that within our borders. And I think even within our legislature here, they're looking at, you know, trying to save about 10 days within their session to address some of these changes that may come down from Congress, whether it's, you know, if it comes down after they're done meeting and done their work here in North Dakota. So I think we've got a good plan in North Dakota on how we'd address this. It's just we're kind of waiting for the cue from the federal government to make the move.
One of the things you consistently hear that if we brought down the walls on the, you know, competition among state lines, it would improve the situation, you know, let the free market work in it. I have heard from insurance company executives that that's a, you know, the fine, but it's not going to make any difference. It isn't, you know, that is not the panacea that it's meant to be. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I would agree with the insurance companies on that. I think, you know, it's important to note that we can already do that. You know, states can enter into compacts and agreements and to accept plans from other states, and they can work through that through our legislative process. I haven't seen I'm not aware of any one company that is really kind of going down that road. Because when you look at it, you know, our state's populations are very different, and we need to address those issues within our own states. So I don't think it's going to be, it's not the, the panacea, I guess, to use your word, as it seems to be. And the other piece is, you know, it's one more step closer to just an all-out federal regulation of this stuff. I can tell you from a North Dakota point of view that if Congress mandates that we authorize these plans to be sold across state lines, these plans aren't going to be developed with North Dakota in mind. You know, they're going to be
just not a big enough market, right?
Yeah, we don't have a big enough market, so it's not going to look like what we want it to look like. And then at the same time, if you do have issues, you're going to be making a phone call down to Arizona or wherever these companies are domiciled that isn't in North Dakota. You're not going to get that North Dakota help that we have currently with the North Dakota Insurance Department. So I got some pretty big concerns about doing that.
Got it. Jack and Fargo, question for John Gottfried. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious, you know, with Noridian getting sued for $80 million, they're losing the NDPERS contract, their former CEO sunk them $80 million, got $20 million fine from CMS, and then the rates went up 19%. How much looking is the insurance commissioner ever going to do with Blue Cross Blue Shield, the misguided company that it is? I mean, well, I can't believe that, you know, there's no questions when the rates go up 19% due to three different lawsuits, getting kicked out of Louisiana, Iowa, Montana, Idaho. I mean, what's going on over there? And if so, knowing that their politics are always involved in the insurance commissioner's office, i.e. donations, what's going on? And what are you doing to actually protect the people of North Dakota from this rogue insurance company?
About a half a minute for your answer, John.
Well, yeah, no, I appreciate that. And a lot of those rates, I haven't had a chance to do any rate reviews yet, but I can tell you right now that, you know, Blue Cross and Noridian are, we look at them very, very closely. And the losses that come out of those, lawsuits and things like that, they're not able to be passed on to the consumer. And that's something that we take very seriously here in the insurance department. In fact, you know, we look at Noridian and Blue Cross on a quarterly basis to make sure that they're following what they need to do for some of the very reasons that the caller just pointed out. So I'll tell you, they're very, very closely watched, and it's something that will continue under my watch as well.
All right. We have scratched the surface today. We'll have John back soon and maybe do a little talk radio town hall on the whole Obamacare thing soon, so we'll work on that with your schedule, John. Appreciate the time today. Thanks a bunch.
Yep. Just let me know, Scott, anytime.
We have some breaking news on a Reynolds on a massive search underway. A man armed and dangerous by the name of Daniel Michael Twohearts. More on that when we come back, plus Chris Berg. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Florey of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Highway Patrol has now released the name of the man wanted after a massive manhunt up in the Reynolds, North Dakota area, the northern Red River Valley. The search for Daniel Michael Tuharts was focused on an area near Reynolds. Investigators now saying he may be driving a stolen car. They also say Tuharts has longer hair than the picture that they have in a photo that's out. Valley News Live does some great reporting on this. You can follow that there and see the photos. We can post those as well on our page and share them. Started about 9:30 last night when a trooper trying to stop a pickup headed south on I-29 at Grand Forks. Driver took off, led police on a chase, hit speeds of 100 miles an hour. Law enforcement used spikes to stop the truck near Hillsboro. That's when Tuharts got out and fired three shots from a 9mm gun. Officers were not hit, but he got away. About an hour later, while police were looking for him, he allegedly stole a vehicle in Hillsboro with a baby in it. Officers tracked it to County Road 81 east of Reynolds. Once again, used spikes to blow out the tires. Two hearts ran off, but police were able to rescue the baby who was not hurt, thank goodness. Police say sometime between 11 Thursday night and 6:30 this morning, he stole an additional vehicle, silver 2005 Ford Taurus, North Dakota plate 679A0F. 679A0F, a 2005 silver Ford Taurus. If you spot him or see anything suspicious, call 911. Do not approach him. He's considered armed and dangerous. Search underway. Speaking of Valley News Live, Chris Berg, host of Point of View, here with us on the program. Happy Friday, Chris.
Happy Friday to you, sir. What a just crazy story, right, with this man at large?
That's bizarre. And, again, an idea of what our law enforcement officials are going through day in and day out and, chasing 100 miles an hour, and two times they're using the spikes and catching them and off and firing shots and stealing a car with a baby in it. My gosh, sounds like a movie.
Yeah, I just, like you said, thank goodness that baby's okay. But it just seems that stuff is happening more and more in our state. When growing up here, just those kind of things, I never heard about this kind of stuff taking place.
You're right. You are indeed. And I didn't hear much about, battles over how many refugees we should take as well. And I know this is a story that you've been on from the get-go and have done fabulous reporting on tonight. So some more on Point of View. And tell us about what you have planned tonight.
So there was a hearing today on the bill that Representative Chris Olson out of West Fargo has proposed. Just, in my opinion, essentially saying, look, we just want more transparency and more accountability. Right now, the state, local governments, me and you, the people, have got no say as to who's coming into our state, how many people. So this isn't about stopping refugee resettlement. It's just about saying, hey, let's find out what the impacts are so we can ensure that everybody, including the refugees that come here, have an opportunity to thrive. Well, you bring that up to people that are pro-refugee resettlement or adamantly pro-refugee resettlement, and you say, hey, what's wrong with more transparency and accountability? And they have a really tough time answering that question, honestly. So Representative Olson is going to join us tonight, talk about the hearing that took place today, and talk about the future of his bill, which, by the way, if you look at President Trump's executive order, many of the things that are in this bill, meaning, hey, we want to report on costs, we want to give the power back to the people, the locals, the state, was also in President Trump's executive order.
Local control on managing the refugee population, as to, you say, the cost, the impacts, the education, provide the check and balance, is a no-brainer. And it's not bigoted. It's not racist. It's not anything else. And say, let's be smart about this. And certainly the transparency of knowing the cost and everything else. And I believe the interactions with law enforcement, so we can get a correct and accurate picture. Is everybody that comes here as a refugee a bad actor and a drain? No. Many of them are wonderful. They get a job. They go to work. They don't ever cause a problem for anybody, and they contribute to the economy and everything. That's great. But there are others that don't. What's wrong with factual information to try and assess and make a decision? Right?
I am with you 1,000%, because I think at the end of the day, everything I hear from people, and a lot of people talking about this topic, Scott, is they say, look, Chris, we just want to know. I mean, if we find out that this program is outstanding for our local economy, then who knows? Maybe we're going to open up our doors and bring in more people. But we have no idea at this point what is taking place. And a perfect example, I had Jessica Thomason, the CEO of Lutheran Social Services, on over this week and talked about, this past fiscal year, well, 22% more refugees came in than they had planned for, and nobody at the city level, nobody at the state level, nobody at the congressional level had any idea. Well, 22% more people in a fairly small state and small communities around the state, that can make an impact and take a toll on, English second language services or, ELL services, things of that nature. So I think people just saying, look, just tell me what show and we can deal with it. But at this point, so many people in the dark. They're in the dark. They just don't know which direction to go.
Jessica Thomason will also join us Monday. She is, as Chris said, the CEO of Lutheran Social Services, and we'll talk about her reaction to President Trump's executive order on the 120-day pause, but also the bill that we're talking about here and the and the transparency. And there are not a lot of numbers. There's not a lot of hard data. There's a city council member, Dave Pepcorn, in Fargo that has proposed this. And, boy, he gets a lot of shots for it. But I think getting to the bottom of this makes perfect sense. 6:30 tonight, KX4 in Minnesota and eastern North Dakota and also western North Dakota. You can watch it 10:30 at night. Check out Chris on West Dakota Fox Point of View. We're due for a roundtable one of these days. We'll have to mix it up, right?
Yes, we are, man. I'd love to have you back on, so we'll chat over the weekend or Monday and look forward to that. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend, okay?
You as well, and to our fine listeners, God bless you. Sorry we didn't get all the texts and calls today. It's just one of those busy days. Keep them coming all weekend long. Remember, 24-7, we're here for you. 855-200-1776, extension 1, or send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. God bless you. See you Monday. Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks in Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayo for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.